Dick was a nice guy who always seemed to be the last one to know about anything. One day, Dick overheard some coworkers talking about the LA Edge Web Radio Network and how they loved the shows that were on it. Dick was curious, but his procrastination took over and he never checked it out. Don't be a dick. Listen to LA Edge Web Radio.
The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
For all Americans, this is our vision. This is our mission, but we can only get there together.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go!
We are one people with one destiny.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go!
We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we all are made by the same God.
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation, the politically incorrect political talk podcast.
That's an understatement.
That was rude to interrupt him like that.
Thank you, Mike. That was very American of you.
Freaking yuppies, man. Did you mention it was funny?
I think they get it. But my question is, do you think they realize that we're talking about political issues in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say at this point in the dialogue, they know we talk about politics.
Well, maybe we should just shut up and start the show. What do you think?
I agree wholeheartedly with you, Kevin.
Good grief. Who are the yuppies now?
Not me. I'm an American.
Yes. 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 Yes, we are Americans, and welcome to another episode of the Chalk Line of a Nation, the politically incorrect talk podcast. How you guys doing? I'm here with joined by Kevin and Mike. Welcome back, Mike. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing good.
Good. How's your daughter, man? We let everybody know last week your daughter was in that car accident. I hope she's healing well.
Yeah, a little whiplash, but she's a little sore, but they're, you know, getting better day by day, you know.
Yeah, it was your daughter and granddaughter, right?
Drunk drivers at 5 o'clock, yeah. 5 o'clock at night, drunk driver nails him from the rear end. That did sound right.
Beep. And you know what's crazy? That's a good segue to tonight's show because we talked about that. Alcohol is legal, but yet marijuana is not.
Well,
makes you wonder.
I guess you've got to talk about where you're at. It's legal here.
Well, that's true, but I'm talking like on a federal level. You know,
federal, yeah.
Well, I mean, come on, you know, we got to be fair. It's just it's a very dangerous drug. Millions of people die every day from smoking marijuana. It's probably one of the most toxic substances ever known. I think it's worse than radiation, you know. back in the early 70s, they used to tell us it would alter your DNA. It would actually mess with your chromosomes and shit, you know.
Yeah,
the best one was... Yeah, well, remember the one, you know, chronic smokers, males would grow female breasts. Remember that one? That was the early 70s one there.
Yeah.
You know, if that was true, I'd be hauling them around. I'd have to have somebody pushing wheelbarrows, one for each tit, so I could walk around. You know? I smoked up half of Columbia in the 70s, man. You know, give me a break. You know, just the crap.
Yeah,
you know,
I never grew.
Well, obviously you didn't smoke enough, brother, because I need my wheelbarrow. It's just, you know, the lies just continue over and over again. It just never stops, you know. And hold on a second here.
What's up? What happened?
I don't know. I think Mike says he can't hear anything. And I just checked. Now, we are definitely on the air. We are being heard.
Yeah, I can hear. Can Chris hear?
He had a problem last week. Yeah, he can't.
Well, I guess he's going to have to just talk, and we're going to have to, like, jump in the middle of it when he's talking because he can't hear it, right? So if he talks,
wow,
then we can
It was weird last week. I mean, we were towards, almost towards the end of the show, you know, the hour, and his internet went down, you know. So, you know, I'm just kind of left to fend for myself, you know.
Wow.
Out there lost and alone in the interwebs. I cried for a little while, but I pulled myself together, you know. It's never easy with these kind of things, you know.
No, when you're left alone like that, it's really a tough deal.
Yeah, it's a babe in the woods kind of a thing, you know.
And you're trying to continue on with the show, and you're like, well, nobody's replying. What do I say now?
Yeah, I'm out there looking for the gingerbread house in the woods, you know, that sort of a thing, you know.
So what are we
plus, I've been smoking a lot, so talking about, and Big Pharma. Yeah, and the government lies, and, you know.
Government lies. Geez, we don't want to talk about government lies, do we?
Well, I mean, come on. You know, you got to be
word
one of those.
Is there a government that is the truth?
Well, you know, George Carlin said that he lived his life by a simple rule. He didn't trust or believe anything the government said ever. And I kind of go along with that one.
Well,
We
can get into that later, but I mean, if you want to talk about the weed and the big farms, that's fine. But the politics thing is kind of annoying me lately.
Isn't
getting
it?
A little old watching it. It's just the point where it's just a, you know, the Dems are going to jump on everything and try to call somebody a liar and do this and do that. And he was talking, concluding with the Russians and blah, 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 over and over and over again.
I don't mind the left can say their stuff, you know. I'm just tired of seeing the real whack jobs, you know, these people that, you know, like when they have the, you know, National Woman's Day, you've got women walking on the street with big vaginas on their heads.
Yeah, what's up with that? What's up with that? Okay, now, if I put a big vagina on my head and said, this is what I think about women, do you think those same women with a vagina on their head would be smacking me or praising me?
I'm telling you, man. You know.
I don't know what they'd be doing. But it's okay for them to put a vagina on their head. But if I put a vagina on my head, I'd be a racist. Or,
put a penis on your forehead, dude. Then you're a misogynist. Then you're going to be raping them.
Yeah,
you're raping me with your big phallus.
You're a rapist now, yeah.
I never knew I was a racist. I mean, a rapist and a racist.
Rapist,
until these people pointed it out to me.
So what's the purpose
of
them running around with a vagina on their head? Do you know the answer?
It's this thing about being proud to be a woman. I guess it does.
So the vagina
I'm not really sure.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well,
I think some of them are kind of hypocritical anyway. You know?
I don't think.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, he's back.
Hey, I'm calling in on my cell phone because, dude, they have this thing called Direct Connect, right, where I can connect directly from my computer, use my headphones and all that. Well, this is the second straight week that it's cut out on it. So
that worked well.
I'm gonna have to have a little talk with Blog Talk.
Yeah, Blog Talk, get our shit together, boys.
So
yeah,
we were.
I blame the woman.
You heard what we were discussing, but about women running around today with vaginas on their head.
I've been watching the news because of it. I think it's, you know, I think it's a great idea for women to stand up and show that they're strong. But I don't think that putting a vagina on your head says that. I think what that says is I'm a little, man, I don't even know how to – I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even
going
to say it.
Well, I mean,
no, look.
No normal person, no normal sane person can sit there and talk about a woman with a vagina on her head and keep a straight face. You can't do it. You know?
No, no, no way.
But these women look so stern. They're very stern vaginas.
You know, I think it's awesome that women are standing up and saying, hey, look, we're showing that what it would be like without having us in the workplace. And I get that, you know, hey, I think women and men alike are very effective in the workplace, and I think both sexes are assets. I don't think that there has to be, a parade of people with vaginas on their heads to put that point across. You know, I mean,
do we even have to have a day? Why do we even have to have a day? You know, I want a day for my penis, the mighty male penis, bringer of life to the universe. Sure, why not, you know?
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, it's crazy. You think about it. Like, as far as I can remember back, I always remember, like, Teacher's Day and, like, Secretary's Day. And,
right.
You know, and I always thought those were – that was cool, you know, that the – at the time, I mean, most of the employees of those positions were women at that time. We're talking 70s, 80s, you know, and, you know, and now you have male secretaries, you know, and whatnot. But you know, it was – I thought that's a really cool thing, to, you know, to signify, to kind of show respect to the people who really drive the workforce, you know, who really play a big role in it. But now it's getting to the point of where it's like there has to be a day for everything. You know, if it's not national or, you know, like we have Canada Day. Why the hell do we have Canada Day? You know, like if you look at the list of holidays throughout the year, Canada Day is one of the holidays on the list. And I'm thinking, why? You know, just, I don't know. It just drives me crazy because I saw a statistic on the news earlier where it was the 2017. I'll actually read it because I took a picture of it, so I'm not misquoting anything. This was on the Faux News Network, and it said 2017 best countries, the top 10. Number one is Switzerland, number two, Canada, number three, UK, number four, Germany, number five, Japan, number six, Sweden, number seven, United States, number eight, Australia, number nine, France, and number 10, Norway.
Well,
and
so why
I'm
is
like,
everybody trying to get here?
Right.
We're number seven. They don't need to be coming here. They need to go up there then. Canada. Canada's wants them.
Canada's number two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you know,
now
I can't say nothing bad about the Canucks. I kind of like those crazy little bastards. They make me laugh.
Oh, no. I'm not saying anything to be like –
No.
I'm not
no.
saying anything to like draw negativity towards it, but I'm just saying like, you know, we – like we were discussing –
Why do we have Canada Day on our calendar? Exactly. Makes no
right,
sense.
Or like, yeah, or these other like national holidays from around the world. It's like, I get that we're a very cultural driven country now, but when are we going to celebrate the things that revolve around the United States? I mean, it's bad enough that we're already getting the things that the United States were based off of removed.
Why don't we
but
try
now we're
doing
adding
some
in,
of the stuff that? Yeah, but what we need to start doing, dude, is we need to start doing the things that made us special to begin with, the shit we don't do anymore, like make stuff. Not only make stuff, but
yeah.
make the best stuff.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, when was the last
USA
time you...
stuff.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw one of those clothes tags?
Yeah,
man.
No kidding.
Everything's China,
you know?
Thailand, everywhere you can have sweatshops. You know, I mean...
Yeah, and, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I mean, there was still this American pride, man. You know,
we could do that here because, you know, there's no American that'll do that work. And we got all these illegal immigrants that have no problem doing the work. Just ask the damn.
Oh, hey, undocumented immigrants. Damn it. You racist bastard.
I'm sorry. Damn it. Politically correct again.
That's just a fancy word for border jumper, okay?
I saw something today, I think it was, on the news. It was one of the Schumer, somebody was saying, I can't remember who it was, but they're saying that we should just let the undocumented immigrants come in and pick the fruit. I'm like, what? So you'll make it legal for them to come in and pick fruit, and then they got to go home? Is that bizarre or what?
I mean,
wow. Yeah. But it's expected from
that
side.
Well, remember back when we were kids, and I don't know if you guys did it, but up here, when we were kids, we'd go over pick apples or pick strawberries.
Oh,
yeah. That's how we earned our summer money.
Yeah, right. I don't know that.
You know, these kids now.
Trying to get some of today's kids to do that. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
they got
the Xbox. They ain't going to go pick anything but their nose.
Well, you know what the difference was then, Mike? You used the money you made from that to buy something in our country.
Exactly.
You know, that's the difference.
That's how I bought.
You know, there's no problem with that.
My girlfriend things. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, when I was
taking it back to another country, that's taking from us. You know.
Yeah.
How is that not theft? You know. I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
But we don't. We don't care anymore, dude.
I just got a kick out of it. It's like, I mean, the kids. I know a lot of these teenage kids. I bet you would go out and pick fruit if they had an option. You know, I mean, at 15 years old or whatever, they can start working and stuff, and you know, they'd love to get that kind of money just to help pay for their license or their clothes for school next year or whatever.
You really
and they
believe
don't
that?
Offer it no more to them. I believe there's a lot of kids that would. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you'd be surprised how many would just throw fits.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
because
they all think they're so special.
I
you know,
bet they
you don't even have a right to disagree with them. How dare you? Everything I say is brilliance. Worship me. I am teenager.
Exactly.
You know, I look at him now and
I
start feeling like my dad's like, why don't we shoot the little bastards?
Summer?
Oh, God. They wouldn't know what to do, dude. Make one of them work a real job. I don't mean, you know, and I'm not knocking people working fast foods. It's hard work. I've never done, that's one thing I never did do is fast food. But I know it's hard work, so I'm not knocking that. But too many of these damn kids today, man, they sit around and talk to you about, you know, how hard this some little emo squirt, little emo runt is going to come up there and start telling me how hard his life is. You know, dude, you don't understand, man. It's like people in school, man, like they call me like names and they call me emo queer and anything. Oh, my God, dude, how do you live?
Dude. No, man, that's nothing.
No wonder you cut yourself.
I heard that the Panic at the Disco album got pushed back like a month and a half.
Well, that's what gave us our work ethic was doing jobs when we were young. And nowadays the kids don't have the ethics because they don't do the jobs. You know, they don't start working until they're what, 40?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you know, when I was a teenager in the 70s, I mean, we had some of the same complaints, man. Our parents just don't understand that. You know, my parents just don't even know who I am. But, I mean, still, we went out and worked. We didn't go on protest. And, you know, I mean, my folks didn't have much money. So if I wanted, you know, the latest Big Bell Levi's and stuff, I mean, you know, you worked in the summer and you bought stuff.
Yeah, I went to a summer program where I worked in the summer and would sit at the
fire
station.
And you felt damn good about it.
Cut all the grass and I'd smoke my weed because I didn't have my pipe. I'd smoke it on the top of the fire truck. Yeah, I've done that.
Hell yeah, man. 70s are groovy. I hate how you shoot me for saying that one.
It had a nice brown spot on it.
Yeah, I mean, summers were cool, you know?
I mean, I grew up in a little bit different, maybe a 10-year gap difference between you guys, but I still was the same way. You know, I think I started working at like 12 years old on like had a paper route, you know, and for $5, I would go to the local Sheets and sweep their parking lot on Saturday, clean up all the garbage and stuff for $5. I mean, and you know, and that was good money in the early 80s, man. I mean, that was really good money.
I think I was 8 or 9 years old, and I'd go down to the 5 and 10 store, and I'd pick up cigarette butts in the back parking lot for like a penny a cigarette butt.
then.
But you know how much candy you could buy with a penny back then?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, back then it was, what, like 5 cents? You know, you'd get a couple pieces of candy and,
dude,
you'd
get
you
a
know,
full-size
I mean,
candy bar for a nickel. And I'm talking about
oh,
twice
wow.
the size they are nowadays.
You guys really just wasted your freaking money, didn't you? Let me tell you how much.
Oh, yeah.
$30 when, in 1975, 30 bucks would get me a fat ounce of high-grade Colombian gold. Okay? Screw the candy bars.
Yeah. I was,
you know,
I mean,
Lebanese hash was
I
could get a quarter ounce of good Lebanese hash for $15.
See, I bought
you know, 20 for Afghan.
I didn't buy candy when I was in my early teens.
I did. I just bought a different kind. Mine was smokable.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nah, I was a nerd, man. I was buying it on the rockets that you could launch up into the air, man. Those little rocket kits. I was into those things were pretty cool. Me and my friends would go. We'd go over.
Remember the cheap ones they had. You had this little plastic rocket, and you'd fill it with water, and you'd attach it to steel, and you'd pump it up.
Yeah.
And then fire that thing. Remember those things? You could never sell that now. That thing's a killer.
You actually,
yeah, you used to get those. Again, those were only like $4.
Yeah. I've seen people
wow,
get hit with those. Oh, yeah, dude. It was a hostile projectile, let me tell you. Man.
Wow.
That thing awesome. Had... Well, I mean, if you pumped it up all the way and you shot
it
straight in there, I mean, hell,
it
it'd go
yeah,
down
until you can't,
100 feet.
Until you can't pump it no more. Yeah, it'll go
yeah.
up 100 feet or more.
So imagine pointing that at somebody
bad.
And letting it go. Oh, yeah, dude. I see the dude take one right to the chest, man.
Oh.
From about 10 feet away. You know. Yeah, I gave Cry Like a Bitch a whole new meaning, let me tell you. I feel sorry for the dude. It was mean, boy. You know.
You feel sorry?
Well, yeah, we didn't have Xbox, so that's what we did, is that kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude, we'd have bottle rocket
having
fights.
Rock fights. I'm sure you had rock fights.
Oh, no, bottle rockets, dude. Everybody had a Coke bottle
oh,
and bottle
did,
rockets.
No, we just did. We did rocks if we were mad at each other. I lived on the railroad track side, so I had a mate. I had a lot of rocks. And
you
the neighbor kid across the
bastards.
Street. Yeah, the neighbor kid across the street didn't have many rocks unless I threw them first, so he'd have to pick up all the ones I'd throw at him. It was so funny.
Dang.
But that's what we did, you know? I mean,
go up
in the
neighbor,
woods.
We just waved at each other.
Ah, the magic of childhood.
Man, I mean, I just waved at my neighbor. Like, damn, Mike was hardcore, you know? Morning.
Hell yeah.
We did the ball rocket fights for fun. I don't think I'd like the rock throwing for fun. You know, them rocks hurt.
Yeah, they do.
I remember how it started. He'd get mad at me, so I'd throw a rock at him, and he'd throw it back, and then I'd throw it at him, and we'd end up with like a 20-minute rock fight.
Yeah.
Then the next day we'd be hanging out again.
Oh, sure. No.
To be a kid.
Well,
because I mean,
his mom used to get these bunch of these big, you know, those chocolate, what do they call it, Hershey's pies or whatever they are, the chocolate pudding in them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right.
Those chocolate pies. His mom used to buy those by like the, I don't know, probably 150 at a time. And she'd have them
wow.
in the freezer. And her freezer was out on her back porch, so I'd go over and steal them. It's like, hey, Ricky, did your mom go shopping? Yeah. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That was right after the rock fight.
Yeah.
See Mike on the roof of the house out back with chocolate pudding over his face.
Yeah.
And in his hand.
The pie commando. Tonight's mission.
Tonight's mission. Man, we're finishing up this discussion that we started last week of Big Farm versus medical marijuana, and we gave a lot of the statistics about you know, Big Farm and just I mean, I don't know where we left off. I got cut out there at the end. And I don't know what's going on with that, but thank you for finishing up the show last week, Kevin. But where did you leave off?
My pleasure, man.
Do you remember?
Well, yeah, I just basically talked about, you know, that even though we've made a lot of headway, you know, that the battle's just getting started. It's nowhere near over. You know, I was encouraging people to become active, you know, do it on a local level, state, federal, just, you know, run into people that don't know the truth about it, inform them, educate them. You know, we just got to keep getting the word out there until, you know, every state has at least medical. You know, I'd like to see both medical and recreational nationwide, you know.
Right.
Because when you look at states like Colorado, you know, when they went recreational as well, DUIs dropped down, certain forms of violence dropped, opiate overdoses went down, you know, I mean, all the things that the anti-pot people said was going to happen, the exact opposite happened, you know. So, you know, if something can't kill you, you can't overdose from it, as far as we can tell so far, it does no long-term damage of any kind to you.
Well, I guess, you know, there's two different sides to that. One is, like, alcohol, it eats your liver, it does this, it does that. Marijuana is what it does. It destroys your lungs if you smoke it too long.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, if you smoke it like you do cigarettes, it'll destroy your lungs. But they have other forms now that, you know, they squeeze it out and make it oil or whatever, edibles.
Right.
And it's a much, much safer recreational hobby than any of them out there. I mean, think about it. I mean, so you get high, you drive down the road, you're driving a car 10 miles under the speed limit and very cautiously.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. They did a study. Now, we all know how dangerous drinking and driving is. There's no speeding that. And I don't recommend anyone get under the influence of any substance and get behind the wheel. But that said, when I was a young man, we always knew we were better drivers when we were high. You know, we're driving a little slower. The problem is, you know, when you're drunk, you feel fine. You're not thinking, oh, man, I'm really drunk. You're thinking, hey, I got this. You know?
You're
focused.
But when you're high on weed,
you're focused on staying between the lines when you're drunk.
Yeah. You know, when you're stoned and you're driving, you're like, I'm really stoned, man. I'm really high right now. I'm taking it easy. It's cool. I got this. You know, it's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But I mean, it's just.
It's
so much
safer than, like you said, the heroin addiction that's going on because of pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceutical drugs that they give for pain are ridiculous.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it does turn these normal people into heroin addicts.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they make big bucks off it.
Because of the amount of the dosage that they make legal, you know, that's the problem. Like, if they were able to make it very minimum dosages and give very minimum prescriptions, you know, of these pills, you wouldn't have as big of a problem with, I don't know. To me, with overdoses, I think it comes with just the amount of the high. You know, people want the high, and so they don't know when to stop taking them. But if you monitored these pills and not made, you know, a legal limit that, in my opinion, should be illegal, I don't think there would be such a big problem. But the problem is you can get 800 milligrams of, you know, Percocet or whatever, you know, some hardcore narcotic, no problem. It's like we were saying last week. You could get up to 90 days' worth from a pharmacy and walk out the door, no problem. Pass a police officer on the way, a DEA agent on the way, and say, hey, good afternoon. But you pass them with a little baggie of marijuana in your pocket, and you're getting thrown on the ground, handcuffed, and everything else.
Right, and that's the problem with the opioids is that, you know, they now realize that we have a problem because they started cracking down on it, and not, you know, the doctors were giving them to people like candy for, you got a, oh, you got a bad toe, you got a bump in your toe, here's some pain pills, you know, and they'd feed them pain pills. And is what would happen is they'd become addicted to those. And then now they decided that, okay, they decided they were going to put them on pain management. Well, is all pain management's a farce? It's all pain management is a place where you go to get your pills because the doctor doesn't want the responsibility of giving them to you. So they continue to feed you these pills and continue to feed you these pills. Then all of a sudden they say, you know what? We're going to cut you off because you need to come off those. Well, next thing you know, these guys are all addicted to these pills, and now they're looking for street drugs that are going to equal it. Well, what equals it? Heroin. You know, so now you got all the heroin epidemics. And to me, it's just disgusting the way the government let it get so far out of hand. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right. It's even more insidious than that. I mean, because I'm someone that, you know, that was going to pain management doctors for years to manage my pain. And it's not just the addiction. You know, it's all the bad stuff that comes with it. You know, I begin retain fluids, you know, and my legs and stuff would swell up so bad my feet almost split open, you know, and
your
I stayed like that for
bad.
Years.
Your liver goes bad.
Oh, yeah.
Tears up your organs.
My organs were failing. That's how I ended up on life support, man. You know, but again, you know, here's the substance that killed your pain. And I can't
20 to 30 years of constantly smoking weed to get my lungs to the point to where I'm going to die from it. You know,
but I mean, if you quit, there was a comedian named Doug Benson. I'm sure everybody remembers Super Size Me, Morgan Spurlock's McDonald's documentary. Okay, well, Doug Benson did one called Super High Me. So for 30 days, he doesn't do any smoking of a pot at all. And he goes in and he has all these tests run. Hey, lungs are great shape, blah, blah, blah. Everything's good. Then after 30 days without, then he goes 30 days of smoking every day and goes back into the doctor again. Any lung damage you have after a few days off of it goes away. There is no permanent lung damage from long-term cannabis smoking. Although you shouldn't really inhale burning leafy material into your lungs. Just get some good oil, kids. You know? Do a dab. Have a gummy bear.
Yeah, there you go.
Get in the gummy bears. You know? I mean, you know, like you said, dude, with the pills and stuff. I mean, that crap basically did kill me twice. You know? And, again, here's the stuff that nobody dies from. Periods to do no long-term damage whatsoever. But my God, we can't have that. But that's the insidious part about Big Pharma, because they know that whatever drug the doctor prescribes to you that they make, it's got a list of side effects. And odds are at least one of those side effects is going to affect you, at least one. And then you're going to have to go back to the doctor and take another drug to counteract that side effect. And it just goes. That's how I ended up on 15
different
prescriptions.
And the millions and millions of dollars that they're getting, and why do you think they don't want to legalize weed?
Well, sure.
You know, it's gonna take away a lot of money out of them, and then all these politicians are lobbying the politicians. So that why legalize it? They're getting
dude. You
money.
Know, every day when you every night you turn on the TV, and you're constantly seeing these ads from law firms. If you took the drug, blah, 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 you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like we've already talked about in all the new prescriptions they show on TV, there's 2 minutes of ways it'll kill you.
Yeah.
It used to be the Big Pharma was held under a fairly high standard by the FDA. And, I mean, they're still supposed to go through all the rigorous testing and, and all that before they approve a drug.
It's pretty bad.
But they don't do that anymore. They just shove this shit out there, and when it comes out that they fudge some numbers and stuff, the federal government slaps a big fine on them. They pay the fine. Hell, they may even have to withdraw the drug, but I guarantee you they've already made billions upon billions of dollars in profit before that happens.
Well, I saw something on this about the Chinese, I guess, or some foreign drug that they're making the same drug but out of country that actually put stuff like battery acid or weird stuff in it, you know, different things.
They send us a shoe drop with formaldehyde in it, poison pet food. lead paint and toys. Yeah, China's our buds.
It's like okay, so they're buying them cheaper because they got different weird shit in them, so it's going to kill you even faster.
I saw a dealer in China having a problem with fake food.
Prescription.
I mean, they make artificial food over there, fake eggs. They're made of all kinds of chemicals that can actually kill you. It's, you know. And that's
Mom,
not even counting what big American
today?
Pharma does
like
overseas.
Tomorrow.
Right.
You know, if you think they're treating us like guinea pigs here, you ought to see what they do in other countries like the Philippines and stuff. It's evil.
Yeah.
It's all about money and nothing but. Big Pharma does not create cures. It creates customers.
Nope. Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, and we're the guinea pigs. That's
liver, so then you got to take a pill for your liver, and then you got to take a pill because that pill messes up your eyes, so then you got to take one for your eyes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I looked at my wife before she passed away, and I kid you guys not, she had probably 35 daily pills that she was taking.
Oh, yeah.
35
I got up to 15 different ones a day.
Stupid different things. I mean, it's like, really? You're giving her a pill for this, and because of this, it did this, so you got to have a pill to counteract that. It's like, are you kidding me? When I saw the list of pills she had and I started giving them to her, I was like amazed. I called the doctor. I said, we're going to sit down. We're going to go over these pills. And we go sit down. I pull all the pills. I take them in. And they're in a big box, right? And I'm taking them in the doctor. We're sitting in the doctor's, and he says, well, she needs this one. She needs this one. She needs this one. She needs this one. Yeah, she can't quit taking this one. And that's all it was. And I'm like, well, we didn't weed any out. You sure she needs all these? Can we do tests to find out? No, she needs them. I'm like, wow. So that tells you right there. I mean, that's a Medicare, you know, where they were able to just burn Medicare for the price of them because, I mean, you figure 35 different pills within a 24-hour period she's taking, like, three times a day or whatever, so it adds up, you know, and that's where these pharmaceutical companies are making their dough, just because of all that.
And you can't even trust your doctor. You know, your doctor's just prescribing whatever the representative brings in.
Right.
You know, I had a doctor one time.
I
had a doctor one time prescribe me a couple new medications, and thank God I had a good pharmacist. I go in to see my buddy Darren, and he's like, Kevin, I can't fill these two for you. And I said, well, why? What's the problem? He goes, because if you take those, you'll die because you're already on this and this. You know?
Oh, yeah,
so
I had that happen to me.
My own doctor almost killed me. You know?
Yeah, I had the pharmacy say that to me once also. It's like, really? You're going to prescribe me a pill because they send you to Hawaii once a month or a year?
Yeah. You know, when you add what's in our prescriptions, our medications that we use, and then add into that what's in our processed food. You know, go and read the ingredients on some of that cheeseburger, Mac hamburger, helper garbage and crap you people shove down your gullets every day. You'll see things in there and go, what the hell's that doing in my food? You know, when you can't even pronounce things. You know, like, okay, yeah, I need that, you know.
Well, even the meats, meats aren't even safe from the butcher, you know, because of all the damn nitrates and steroids they stuff in the animals, you know, to try to fatten them up to get any more meat out of them.
I'll tell you one to really worry about, and you really people need to be aware of this one, high fructose corn syrup. They've discovered that. See, remember when they started replacing cane sugar in our sodas?
Right.
The high fructose corn syrup. They said, well, it's because it's cheaper than sugar. No, that's not why they did it. They did it because they found out that high fructose corn syrup is addictive. The more you drink, the more you want. That's why it's in everything. You know, I saw a can of chili one time that had high fructose corn syrup in it. It was chili. You know, but we've discovered this. We've discovered that drinking diet sodas instead of sugared sodas can actually keep you from losing weight. It's just bad juju and all this stuff, and they poison our medication, they poison our food. You know, they got us right where they want us.
How do they, you know why they start adding all this stuff is because they can cut it down with all this stuff to make it to where they don't have to put so much of the original ingredient, just like they do with dog food, right?
Yeah. Pretty much, what was the space spinoff from The Simpsons? That Gronick
Futurama.
Did? Futurama, and they had the sign that says, "Now with flavor." I mean, how far away from Soylent Green?
I mean, read the label on a can of corn. You know, we're talking corn. Read the label on a can of corn and look what's in it. It's like, what? They just cut that off the sock, don't they?
It gets scary, some of this stuff, you know. There's a guy on YouTube has a channel that, and all he does, he goes like to these Dollar Tree stores and Big Lots, you know, and buys like, you know, T-bone steak for $1 at the dollar store, you know. these different canned monstrosities, you know. But he always goes down the ingredients on it, you know. I mean, some of this stuff's like, my younger brother got addicted to, he's trying to lose weight, so him and his wife ate those Lean Cuisine dinners all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at one day at his house, and I go, dude, did you ever see how much salt is in one of these meals? almost 1,000 milligrams of salt?
Yeah, you
dude,
I mean, die of heart disease.
Yeah, just call that shit stroke in a box, man. You know, God. So, I mean, we're just poisoned left and right, man. And, you know, most of us just aren't even aware of it. You know,
well,
how bad it really is. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Atkins, you know, had the Atkins diet, you know,
he
had certain things that you would eat in certain amounts, and it was all low cholesterol and this and that, but then the man dies of a heart attack, you know, you know, how are you going to promote that this is safe? You know, yeah, you lose the weight, but what's going to happen?
He's like the guy that started the jogging craze in America. Now he died jogging.
Right.
Now they just go in and shrink your stomach to make you lose weight. Well, that's all that does is make him just eat less for a little while until the stomach stretches again.
Well, there was another guy in the 70s. His big thing was carrot juice. He said carrot juice was going to cure cancer. It was going to do everything, carrot juice. And he drank like a gallon of the stuff a day. And it melted his liver.
He spent the rest of his
I'll
day.
I'll have a Coke,
like
thank you. You know, you need a Coke and an In-N-Out cheeseburger, man.
Yeah. Guy ends up looking like the Oompa Loompa that's laying out in the back alley of Willy Wonka's, you know.
You've seen those raw foodie people. You know who I'm talking about? The people that make
vegans
look sane. No, everything's raw.
Right, right.
They don't cook anything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and you look at these people, and they're unhealthy-looking people. You know, I think everyone should eat a more natural diet, and you know, but you know, you can cook your food, and it's okay to eat meat, boys and girls. Meat is good. Meat is murder. Murder is delicious.
It's protein.
And we're Americans. We love our murder. You know?
Yeah.
So, besides, Uncle Ted says, you can't grill it till you kill it. So there you go. You know? But you know, it's just this in America, everything we take is just some extreme. And now, because we live in this politically correct society, where apparently we have to recognize everyone, no matter how absolutely and utterly ridiculous they are. It's not nice to point your finger and laugh until they go away. But I think there's merit for that. It needs to come back. You know, point and laugh, America. When you see a liberal in the streets wearing a vagina on their head, you know, just point and laugh.
Or at least ask for a selfie.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, you got to do that. I mean, how often do you run into that?
Yeah, but then you're going to get in trouble for having porn on your phone, so.
It could start a whole new trend.
That's true. That's
true.
You would be arrested for that. Facebook would ban your profile picture of you having it, but yeah, it's okay to do it on the street.
With your luck, you'd end up getting a picture with this girl that has the vagina on her head. She'd take the vagina off, and she's only 14, so you'd be a child molester.
I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this. Have you ever noticed that when you see these real super extremist far-left feminists, have you ever noticed that they're the kind of women that no self-respecting guy would want to hop in the sack with to begin with? I mean, let's be honest. They're not pretty women. You know, they wouldn't even be pretty guys. Okay, that's how bad they look. It's all that inner ugliness,
you know. I'm not even going to comment on that. I'm not even, no.
Hey, at least I didn't, you know.
Hey, I know a guy with a backhoe if you want me to help you dig that hole a little bit, because I'm not going to help push you in.
Well, you know, I could have said the two worst things we ever did was give women the right to vote and the right to drive. You know?
No.
I'm just kidding, ladies. I don't believe that. The voting part, no. Driving, kind of. I'm not kidding.
I don't know.
Joking.
Danica Patrick does pretty good on the track.
No,
on the track. On the track.
Women are funny.
She wrecks out every week, doesn't she?
Meanwhile, her small town Main Street has no hydrants from her taking a leisure cruise on a Sunday.
Just don't make me watch female bodybuilders, okay? Just
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's
more
scary.
They have more testosterone in them than you do.
Yeah, and I inject it every 2 weeks. So do they.
So what do you?
They do it every other day.
So to sum up our topic of big farm versus medical marijuana, what do you think is going to, let's say, 5 years from now? There's already four more states going to legalize marijuana on some level, whether recreational or medical, this year. So let's say 5 years from now, that would give us 29, 30 states at that point by the end of this year.
Yeah.
So 5 years, how many states do you think will have medical marijuana, either on a medical or recreational level?
I think it's possible we could have almost all of them. A lot of this is going to depend on what the Fed does. You know,
right. And
the federal government doesn't have to legalize. All they need to do is decriminalize it on a federal level.
Right.
Just
right.
Do that. Take it off Schedule 1 so that we can have some – you know, I have no problem with taxing it and regulating it like we do alcohol. You know, but
right.
I also believe that anybody who's using it for medical purposes should have the right to grow for themselves. That's the
right.
Foundation of the medical movement, or should be.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I think there might be a few holdouts, you know. I mean, there's going to be a few states, maybe like Mississippi and stuff, but, you know, when people start seeing the money coming in and
well,
all the bad stuff
the
they
feds,
say is going to, you know.
The feds will start jumping on board as soon as the states start, they start seeing all the money coming in from the states. They're going to want their little penny, too. So they're
no,
going to want to.
Big Pharma is too much money, dude. Big Pharma is way
yeah,
big.
But you
big,
know
big.
What? I really believe that they're going to want their medical, their marijuana tax. They're going to want their
well,
marijuana tax.
Well, we
got to
get these
just
old
like
farts
their,
out of the government.
Just like they get their alcohol tax and they get their gas
tobacco.
And they get their tobacco tax. The feds got their
well,
money and all that. You know, so they're going
to
get a piece
do,
of
you have
this
to clean house
for pharma.
We got to get rid of these career politicians. On both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, get rid of these
oh.
business as usual bastards and get people in that's going to look at the good. You know,
yep.
If you look at the states where they've legalized recreational and medical, I mean, that again, it's that American entrepreneurial thing, man. I mean, there's people now that are making big money, making custom pipes and special rolling papers, and just all the different stuff, that the gear that goes along with doing cannabis in whatever form you choose to do it. You know, and it's just, it's money, it's creating jobs, it's, you know, it's all this good
you know,
stuff
so
that we're seeing coming out of it.
How far it's come is just unbelievable. I mean, I remember when Sue and I were kids, we went down to Seattle, Pike Place Market down in Seattle, and they had a hookah shop there, and I got thrown out of there because I said, how much do you want for that bong? You called it a bong. You're out of here. You can't call it a bong.
Because like, this really? Is just for tobacco.
I'm like, wow. But, I mean, that's how far it's come. You know, now every smoke shop has them.
Oh, come on, dude. When I was a young man, I mean, we all, like I said, we all envisioned the day when, you know, you could maybe go into a store and look like a liquor store and buy a pack of joints. We thought that was something. Dude, I never would have imagined in all my days of going into a dispensary and seeing weed-infused tortilla chips. And weed Gatorade and weed beer and, I mean, just, you know, weed infused
brownies.
Pixie sticks, dude. Pixie sticks
a little
infused
one inch,
with.
How about a 1-inch by 1-inch brownie that if you ate the whole thing, you'd be so high. I know somebody that had the whole thing, and I know how high he got.
I seen one where a guy was reviewing a frozen weed infused pizza. And I'm like, man, I want to go in that. I need to walk into one of those stores probably with about 20 grand. I'm gonna be like, I'll take 5 of those, and I'll take 3 grams of that, and oh yeah, give me an ounce of that. I mean, I would have never imagined that.
No, but honestly, all that stuff is so helpful for people too. I mean, it
like
my wife said, she had COPD, and she was saying that, you know, when she didn't had oil, it would open up her airway. She could breathe a lot.
Oh, it does.
And I doubted it and I told her you don't need it. It's just going to make you sick. And then I did the research and got on and read up on it. And sure enough, it helps COPD.
I have COPD, dude. I know it works.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's like we look at the oil and stuff. But again, you know, we have the cancer cures, you know, and we've seen it now. I don't want people to think that, you know, you can cure cancer by smoking marijuana, because that's not going to do it. You can't smoke enough. What you need is normally called Rick Simpson oil, or a full extract cannabis oil. And you go on a regimen of that. And, I mean, yeah, I've seen documented cases where all kinds of cancers have been cured. So
yeah, my sister's melanoma, and she won't try it. I mean, I told her for 2 years, I've been telling her, you know, try doing it. They've got
that's
oil.
What cured Rick Simpson.
Try it.
Yeah,
she won't do it. She refuses.
He had the skin cancers. He just put the oil on it because the cream the doctors were giving him was just making his face break out, and it was horrible looking, and it just cleared him right up. So you know, it has so many uses. You know, and not everybody can smoke. So you know, you have edibles. For people with a lot of body pain, edibles is usually a pretty good way to go, you know.
Well, how does that work? How does that work for, like, because I was thinking of that, for people who like yourself, like Sue, who have issues like COPD, with the state of Maryland, they've made it clear that when they pass it on the medical level, it will be this year, it's only going to be for either the actual cannabis or liquid form. But they have said that edibles are not going to be allowed.
Well,
in the state.
That means that the liquid form would be an oil, and that would be the same as an edible.
You can make it yourself.
You can
but
make
no,
your
it's,
own butter.
It's
you
the
can
fear.
Do it all sorts of different. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, honestly, I mean, the edibles, I mean, is all that basically is somebody made this with the oil that you're getting, you know, and the problem is I can see their point. I mean, if you go in, and I went into a medical store here to pick up stuff for Sue, and you go in there, and I mean, I told you, Chris, I mean, they've got gummy worms. They've got, oh my Lord, everything, orange juice, you know, soda, orange soda, you know, and this is stuff that could get in the hands of kids real easy.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with them just doing the oil. That's not an issue with me. I mean, people can make their own stuff if they want it, you know.
Well, see, this is me because but still, I mean, it's like saying, okay, yeah, kids can get it. Well, kids can get a hold of a bottle of Everclear, you know.
Right.
Just because kids can get into something, kids can get into mommy and daddy's little special pills, you know, the opiates. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to put a big nurse ring around the entire planet? You know,
but Kevin,
edibles
you
is needed.
You got to look.
No,
at
I am looking
you
at.
You got a little gummy. You got a gummy worm sitting there, and you got a gummy weed worm sitting there. There's no kid in the world that's not going to want that gummy worm.
No, that's why you exercise proper adult
actions, and you don't leave it sitting out where little Johnny can get it. That's you do. You're not going to leave your OxyContin laying out. You know, hey kid, I got my loaded Glock here. The safety's off. Don't touch it while I'm gone.
But here's I understand that, but that's not. The issue is there's so many irresponsible parents out there, and you can't blame that kid for taking a bite of a gummy worm.
So because there's shitty parents out there, I can't have my gummy worms. I ain't buying it, dude. I want my worms.
Because that's probably one factor that's playing into the whole Maryland thing is that within the inner cities, you know, they're having a big problem with dealers selling stuff to kids in middle school. So it's like, well, what's going to happen if we allow edibles? Are they going to start hitting the elementary schools up? You know, and I can see the last thing you need
is look at it this way. It's the kid's not going to die, okay? The kid buys some OxyContin, the kid can die. The kid drinks too much alcohol, the kid can die. The kid eats too many gummy bears, and the kid's going to sleep for quite a while, but the kid ain't going to die. He's going to wake up and be okay. So I can't buy into the thing that somehow edibles are more dangerous when cannabis isn't dangerous. You know, your kid can't OD. I don't see the problem. I don't want kids doing it.
I think it's honestly just the government saving their own ass, covering their own ass, is what it is.
Right, sure.
They just don't want to give off that perception of, because our luck, it always seems to happen here. You know, the first day the dispensary opens, there's going to be a news story about third grader selling gummy worms at school. and it just gives this big stain on it. You know what I mean? So I think it's just Maryland government, man, it's pretty jacked. So I think
are they going to allow you to grow?
No.
Is Maryland going to allow no growing?
Okay, see, in Washington, when they did Washington Medical, you were allowed to, if you're a medical patient, you were allowed to have up to 4 plants.
Yeah, that should be mandatory. Because, hey, not everybody can afford to go buy the stuff, man. You know?
Right.
You should have the right to grow it yourself. At least when you grow it yourself, you know what's in it. You know, I can imagine if the day when Big Pharma or big American corporate America takes over the cannabis industry. What's going to be in it, man?
Opioid-infused marijuana.
Yeah. Give green crack a whole new meaning, huh?
I don't understand that. You know, you're right. It doesn't make sense why Maryland would be so strict. Because here's the thing. D.C. is, I believe they're opening in April, their dispensaries. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that they're... Well, that's next month, but I want to say they're allowed to grow their own. I know they are allowing edibles. They're having a big edibles convention in D.C. On the 23rd of April. So
Arkansas goes legal this year too. I mean, goes medical, and they're allowing six plants.
Yeah. See, Maryland says no grow, no personal growth, none of that.
It'll change.
So I don't know.
People just got
to
fight for it.
DC, you can go over there and get your edibles.
Yeah, but you can't bring across state lines.
Well, how do they know if you're not bringing across gummy bears or gummy weed?
But you can always,
tell me,
you know,
people ain't going to be bringing that across. You ain't
going
to
start
on the train
changing.
Saying, you ain't going to have people on the trains with dogs smelling your candy.
You never know, man. You never
just
know.
Just what kind of peanut butter cup is that, young man? That better be a Reese's.
That's just like, that's just like before most states legalized it. You know, I've had times where I've sent stuff across the country, and I've just to a friends that need it, you know, because of their pain. And that wasn't an issue. The mailman never busted me, you know.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, not
that. Here's a little fun statistic for the people who may be still on the side of the prescription opioids. This is a little thing I found. This is on drugwarfacts.org. It says, in an analysis of death certificate data from 1999 to 2010, we found that states with medical cannabis laws had lower mean opioid analgesic overdose mortality rates compared with states without such laws.
Yep.
So,
huh.
You offer people medical cannabis, you have a better chance of people turning to that than continuing to pop their pills.
Right.
You know,
I would much rather just be legal, period, man. I want millions more Americans smoking weed on a daily basis. We'll be happier people, we'll be better adjusted, and we'll be nicer to each other. So I want everyone to just toke up, America.
Can't happen.
Roll
that.
A fatty,
you know,
and get
be
blitzed,
falling,
man.
Falling asleep on the train and not getting off their stop. The train would be full 24 hours a day.
But hey,
yeah,
when you
true.
Wake up and you realize you lost your job and you missed work, you'll still be happy. You know?
Yeah,
you won't go home and beat your kid and kick the dog. You know, we'll just be nicer to each other, and you know, we'll just have to watch our diets because, you know, the munchies, man, they can hurt you. You know. I remember eating a half gallon of Oreo ice cream one time. You know, don't go to Costco when you're stoned, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I did that once. It cost me $400.
I don't know if you guys had heard this. I had some news come up about Tim Kaine's son. I don't know if you guys had heard this, but he was arrested.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
What's his name? Linwood Kaine. He's 24. He was going up against demonstrators of the pro-Trump march. I didn't catch the state because they went to commercial. It was on the Fox News at the bottom on the ticker. But it said that he was a suspect in setting off a smoke bomb inside the Capitol, and then he fled the scene and resisted arrest. So,
was he wearing a big vagina on his head?
son of Senator Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's 2016 running mate, was among six people arrested during protests of pro-Trump rally in Minnesota Saturday. So, yeah.
I'm sure he's a proud dad right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know. And can you imagine?
Good old Linwood.
And the guy was going to be the son of the vice president if Trump or Hillary would have won? Wow.
Well, was it the state capitol in St. Paul? Well, they wouldn't be doing this anyway because they wouldn't be marching against the thing for Trump. But it's the March for Trump rallies. You know, he would just be too busy getting in trouble in D.C. at the local bars of Farrell Hill. But this says St. Paul police spokesperson says 24-year-old Linwood Kaine, wow, was one of five people suspected of lighting a smoke bomb inside the Capitol in St. Paul.
Wow.
That Kaine allegedly ran from the scene and resisted arrest.
Wow. That's heavy, man.
Yeah.
That's like, his buzz was really harsh.
Here's the rest of it, Chris, right here. County prosecutors declined to prosecute.
Well,
citing lack of evidence.
He's just a young man expressing his freedom.
It wasn't citing lack of evidence. It was citing the threat from Tim Kaine to have my job if I didn't let his son go. That's what it was.
Well, I
mean, you got to think about what a powerful statement.
Kaine says, you know, I'm affiliated with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Nobody puts my Linwood in the jail cell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you like to have been like a fly on the wall behind the scenes when some of this stuff gets planned? You know, like you got the room that's the women are there, and well, we just got to show those men that those racist pigs with their rape culture and their rape attitudes, and here's what we'll do. We're going to make vaginas.
And you can wear them on your head.
And we're going to march down the street with them on our head.
And we'll show those men who's smarter.
And point and laugh, America. Match. Point and laugh.
And then in the pro women's march, they're criticizing men for thinking that's all that's to a woman is a vagina.
Yeah, they keep saying they don't need us. But you know they all got a little facsimile of a certain anatomical part that they keep in their bedroom. I kind of think they're hypocrites.
Here's what I want to know.
Sorry, lesbians, I love you, but it's true.
Here's what I think would be a great little action-packed adventure is if those guys from the gay march, gay pride parade that were wearing the penises on their head joined in with the women with the vaginas on their head.
Well, they'd have to be gay, otherwise there'd be rape going on.
People like us, they better not bump
into each other.
Well, no, but us who are just, you know, maniacs, then we could just throw like a scrotum or something on our heads and just run around in between.
Well, see how unfair it is. That's how one-sided it is. I mean, you know, the lesbians, they got their little male parts that they keep. You know, and that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Toys are fun. You know, I'm a Toys R Us kid. But, you know, if I go and buy me a rubber woman, I get looked at like I'm really weird. Well, come on now. It's a two-way street. I don't need a rubber woman. I'm just saying, as an American male, I think I should have a right to have me a silicone woman if I want one. You know, this is America. There's the feminist.
Yeah. You know, in a month, you're going to be hearing a lot of that, Chris.
I think our biggest problem is we take everything too damn serious, man. We need to laugh at our people. No, I can't leave you alone. I'm a troll.
That's the problem. Yeah, you're right, though. Everything's taken so, like, just, I don't know, man. Like, Mike and I have talked about this so many times before, just in you know, private conversations about just how much people, they just take life for granted, you know, and it's when people are, oh my God, like they can have the most minimal issue and it ruins their day. And instead of they ruin everybody else's day around them, you know, and it's it was like all because you spilt your coffee this morning, you know, or something of that nature. People just are just too damn serious. Like,
or some mean dude on YouTube said Metallica sucks. Oh, wait, that was me. And boy, right, did they get butthurt. You know, they act like you called their mother a whore. Actually, you could probably call their mother a whore and they wouldn't have got as upset as if you told them, oh, Green Day blows. You know,
right.
Emo sucks. It doesn't matter what it is, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny that you brought that up because I was just talking about that on my that podcast with that guy. I recorded it earlier this evening, and I was having some audio issues tied in with the whole thing with last week, so I didn't get to do it this week until today. And I was talking about that. I had a public – it was my public address to the public, of the public, you know, and I was saying, quit taking things so damn serious. Quit immediately judging somebody because of the way they appear or the way they look, you know.
Right.
You know, if somebody likes to wear an old jean jacket, hey, maybe that has some sentiment to them. Do you ever think of that instead of judging them and saying, oh, look at that dirty old dude? Or, I mean, nobody smiles back anymore or – you know, nobody says hello back if somebody greets them.
Yeah, walk through a grocery store and look at the frowns on the faces.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's such a struggle to go to the grocery store nowadays.
Every time little twit gets upset, I just tell them, you know, come on now. Let's grow up here. I mean, so I don't like your favorite band. You know, let me tell you something. Nobody that you've ever known or will ever know in your life has taken more shit for the kind of music he likes than me, because I idolize guys like Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart. Okay, that's where I'm coming from. But you know what? You can tell me you hate everything I love all day long,
and I don't care. That's the difference between me and most young Americans today.
Right.
I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what your opinion is. Matter of fact, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you, young little dumbasses. Get out there and grow a pair, man. Man up. Don't let people pick on you. Stand up for yourself, but don't get all butthurt. We're too damn sensitive, man. You know? We can't even tell jokes to each other anymore. And we're going to run around and get upset when they put out a list where America's number 7. I don't think we're number 1.
I think we found our island that we could send them all to.
Okay, where's that at?
Hawaii. They're trying to get a restraining order on Trump's new executive order.
Yeah, but I don't want to throw all them scumbags in Hawaii. Hawaii's still beautiful, man. Actually, let's kick more of them out. Let the native Hawaiians have it back. Yeah, maybe keep them as Japanese. They make good sushi. But everybody else got to go. You know, dog the bounty hunter,
get over
he's out of there.
Let the guy have his, let him have his time to do his vetting and let him get on with life. And these congressmen, get on with running our country and quit doing this crap. I'm tired of it. Anyway, sorry.
Well, you tell him. I wish it were that easy.
I'm back.
But that's the problem.
I'm back to reality.
I'm a common sense kind of guy. You know, trigonometry is complicated, but life isn't. And politics isn't complicated. It's every problem has a common sense solution to it if you just sit down and look at it. You know, we got cannabis. Okay, you won't die. It can't kill you. It has an ever-growing myriad of medical uses and benefits. Okay, it should be legal everywhere. You know, that's it. Problem solved. Legalize it. You know, get people off these damn pills. And, you know, I mean, can you imagine if Americans were all free to use medical cannabis for their cures and ills? Can you imagine how many billions upon billions of dollars Big Pharma will lose? I mean, it's just going to be... Yeah. So what are they going to do? You can't patent a plant. But, I mean, you know, they'll find a way to get in there, and they'll have their own little things they'll do, you know. There's probably be some states that would say, okay, we'll let Big Pharma handle our medical marijuana for us. But I think within 5 years' time, I think we can see most of the country will have at least went medical.
Yeah, weren't you saying like 30 states by the end of the year, Chris, or something?
Yeah. 29,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I believe there's, 26 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be, you'll be.
Or no, I'm sorry.
5 years.
It could be 26 by the end of the year. Sorry.
26,
it could be 26 by the end of the year. Yeah.
You know, California, recreational, too. I think that's going to get some things rolling, too.
Well, yeah,
you
look at how many states just in the last 5 years. There's been a lot of states in 5 years.
They're making so much money in Colorado now. They're talking about giving tax rebates to all the citizens of Colorado from the recreational money.
Wow.
So, I mean, the states are making big money on this, and I think that's what's really turning a lot of heads, even towards recreational, because that's where the state's going to really make the money is off the recreational. Yeah, I think as more and more states start seeing the money coming in and start to see that, hey, wait a minute, all these bad things they said were going to happen haven't happened, I think it's going to start rolling a lot quicker. But now, this is going to depend. What's Trump going to do? You know, he has said that he thinks it's a state's rights issue, which is good. That's what I want him to say. But then we've got old Sessions. Who's very anti-cannabis. And has actually been quoted as saying, good people don't smoke cannabis. Well, I got a big FU for you, Sonny Jim. You know? What the Fed does is, I mean, because, you know, he's already said that they will enforce federal cannabis laws when it comes to recreational.
Right.
So does that mean, is the DEA going to start raiding recreational states now? You know, I don't think that would be a smart thing for them to do.
That would be pretty stupid,
If Trump would just come out, not legalize it, but decriminalize it on a federal level, take it off Schedule 1,
That would give that man street cred with a lot of Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Who would say, wait a minute, maybe this guy really does care about us. Show us you care, Trump. Got to legalize it, man. Don't be a bombaclot. Make
well,
Bob
you know
Marley proud. Come on, Donald.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people might laugh at this, but in reality, by just doing that, by just decriminalizing it on the level one, that would help with the health care issue, because then people would be able to get it and use it and not have to go buy the pills.
And scientists right. could do more studying on it, and we can maybe learn even more benefits from it. I mean, you just open up the floodgates to seeing just how far this can go, just how much good can it do, you know? I mean,
right.
you know, it could be a true revolution.
Wow,
you
yeah.
know? But
wow.
it all depends on us. You know,
it
we
does.
Can't just sit there on our butts.
Yeah, you're right. I'm actually gonna write to the state to ask why personal growth or edibles were never passed on the bill. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask. I just like to have. I like
just
to
go down there to your state capitol, put a vagina on your head, make a sign. I want my weed. I want my brownies, damn it. You know?
I'll just
hear my vagina roar.
Yeah. I'll go down there with my Betty Crocker logo on my head.
Yeah, there you go.
And Betty Crocker will be on my head, and I'll be down there. I want my Betty Crocker.
Oh,
give
we're
me
in trouble, boys
give
and girls. I see big trouble right here in River City. know, it'll be anarchy. We'll all run around with vaginas on our head. Oh, God, I love liberals. I mean, they're a pain in the ass, but my God, think of how much less laughter we would have in the world without them. You know?
Yeah, we'd have a hell of a lot. We'd have a hell of a lot less angry people in the world.
Well, I think if we could find a place, like you said, where we could keep them, and then like maybe once a year we'll have a little liberal parade. You know,
and feed
we'll
them
set them free, let them run in the streets and prance and, you know, have all their little rainbows and their this and their that, you know. And hey, hey, ho, ho.
Liberal parade.
No one we like. You know, just, yeah, you know, just once a year, you know, kind of like a Macy's Day Parade, the Liberal Day Parade. You know, look, there's Al Franken balloon coming down Central. You know? You know? Here's the Nancy Pelosi Memorial Toilet. All right. Because you know? That bitch is going to die eventually. I hope.
I think sooner than later if you look at her.
Let's hope so. Nancy needs to go. You know, take Schumer and Barbara Boxer with her. You know?
I loved how she said she's never met with a Russian ambassador, and then they showed a picture of her in 2010
yeah.
having lunch across the table with him.
Maybe we can get Chris Christie to eat them.
They say when you get that old, your memory does go away, right?
No.
Well, we're gonna turn it up even more and have the parade hosted by Geraldo and Wolf. Imagine
yeah, here, for over the last couple of weeks. Geraldo's actually been saying intelligent things. I'm
actually,
like, I wake up in,
yeah,
in bizarro
been,
world.
He's been. I think he's moving over a little bit.
He must.
I think
he
changed his medication.
He's moving. He's moving a little bit. I noticed.
Yeah,
well,
I've been getting Vaughn Williams to go
guys,
with him.
I don't know if you guys ever got to see the Celebrity Apprentice with him on it, but that guy is a pain in the ass. I'm just saying.
Oh, Geraldo. Oh,
yes.
He's got an ego the size of Maine.
Oh my
you know,
God.
He does.
It's unbelievable.
But you know, back in the 70s, man, he was the shit. I mean,
well,
he had a show called Good Night America. And he made his he did an exposé on this mental asylum called Willowbrook
I think it was in New York State. And he went in with cameras and stuff and exposed this. It was just a house of horrors. And that's what made him famous. He became, you know, during the 70s, he was probably one of our better investigative journalists.
Right.
You know, but
right.
then the ego got out of control and, you know, and we end up with the Geraldo of today, who's a major ass.
You know? Well, and don't forget, he started the whole Springer type talk.
Right, when he got punched in the nose.
Yeah, what was it? What
yeah,
was it he had?
It was the skinheads and the KKK.
KKK and skinheads, yeah.
And they he got hit in the face with a chair or something, didn't he?
Right, right.
Yeah. Broke his nose. But Mort Downey Jr. was the master of masters.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
I miss old Mort. Yeah, he was
he
a gas.
Socks.
You know.
He always had the socks, man.
Just
crazy.
Yeah, he was
socks.
Something that did. But, you know. Yeah,
well,
it was just really weird seeing him do that. He was like, wait a minute, Geraldo said something intelligent. I fell into a black hole or went into an alternate universe somewhere? You know?
As I said, I think he changed his medication. And there we go.
Yeah.
There's proof. I think he started smoking a little bit.
Did I read this right, that we have Marines going into Syria?
With artillery, yes. They have M777 howitzers. Yeah, and they can hit them from a couple dozen miles away or something. They're going after ISIS. Yeah, they're going after the de facto over there in...
I haven't been paying attention. I just saw that. I didn't know that.
Raqqa, or something like that's the name of the Syrian rebels have cut off the roads and stuff like that. So it's turning into a big mess over there. So
I say pull out and let them do whatever they want to do.
We arm the Syrian rebels.
Yeah, I think
these people have been killing each other for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Just let them do it. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, let them do what they got to do if it starts getting to the point of where, you know, women and children, and innocent men and women and children are dying, then, yeah, that's when we get involved. But if they're just fighting each other in war.
Well, they've been dying. They've been dumping bombs on just nailing hospitals and everything else. So.
It's getting ridiculous. They're all Muslims. They're all Muslims, but they've been killing each other over the whole Shia-Sunni thing, you know. It's like, you guys have been killing each other for millennia. Tell you what, we'll just back out, and you just go right ahead. Why do we always have to go and fix everybody?
My concern is we got Marines in Syria. That means if
that's what I'm saying,
Putin
pull them
and them
out.
Accidentally drop a bomb on them, guess what? Now we're in trouble.
Yeah, I like the way things were in the old days. If somebody attacked us, we blew the hell out of them. We went and decimated everything they had, you know, and then we're done. You know, so ISIS, you attack us, we kill you. It's easy.
I'm not even worried about ISIS. I'm worried about that little bastard North Korea who's setting off his test missiles.
He's pushing his shit.
And now
it's
getting us involved in that. And Russia,
we could
and
take
China
care of him so easily. North Korea is nothing.
Russia
we can take care of North Korea easy peasy. You know,
we thought that a long time
China
ago. Too,
backing him.
Right. I think our biggest threat right now is China.
Russia and China are backing North Korea with the sanctions involved. So we do not want to get involved with Russia and China. We do not want that.
Yeah. No.
And that.
But I think China's a bigger threat to us than Russia.
Well, North Korea is going to be what causes all of it, because that little bastard has such an ego that he wants to rule the world, and I'm tired of it. You know, I'm so tired of that guy, man. He's causing so much havoc right now.
Someone needs to get old Dennis Rodman into their office and have him take a glass of tea.
Oh, my God.
What a fiasco that was.
The balance of the world rests on the shoulders of Dennis Rodman. God help us all.
God.
So now I'm wondering,
I saw some of the interviews where he got mad. Oh, my God.
I wonder if Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman are like friends or just lovers. What do you think?
I think it's probably a both thing. I think there's some romance there, yeah. A little
bromance
going on, man. Yeah, yeah, a little touchy-feely, a little grabby-grabby.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I think he lets him, I think it's kind of like the interview, the movie, you know, where they go over to interview him. I think he gives him, Dennis Rodman rides in his tank, and, you know, and they play basketball together. And...
Sure, Dennis.
Can we kind of see that before during,
ball.
You know?
You could push the test.
Can we see that with Vietnam?
The
Hanoi Jane, shades of Hanoi Jane there, kids. You know,
yeah. What
I'm giving
you,
my age
yeah,
away
that's,
now.
That's
what they didn't
scary
tell you
is Korea, because they're going to start a war.
Well, Dennis Rodman has to play basketball against them on his knees, though, because, you know, the hoop's only like 4 foot off the ground. So.
Yeah. Look, Dennis, I can
now you're making fun of the vertically challenged, dude. I mean,
no,
what kind of heartless prick
of
are you, dude?
Kim Jong-un. That's...
Is it un or un?
Yeah.
Well,
it's
I hope
the
it's
un.
Un, so I can say it wrong.
Let's un the un.
I don't have respect for that dude, man. That dude just wants to cause havoc.
Little,
he treats people like crap.
Little bastard would kill his own step brother. You know he doesn't have
what?
A care in the world about anybody.
He's just a psychotic little runt. You know,
yeah,
we
yeah.
could deal with him so easily. We could take that out. That's not a. We could take out North Korea, no problem. You know, he'd be gone.
It
wouldn't be hard to
China
do.
Involved. That's the problem.
I don't know.
Russia and China then would be involved.
Can you imagine
not
if we
even,
killed that little bastard?
You know,
how
we
happy
to
the
do
North
that
Koreans would be.
In Korea?
Well, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Look, it says right here, North Korea could suspend nuclear and missile activities in exchange for a halt in joint U.S.-South Korea military drills.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, sure. You bet. Not a problem, man. You know?
Yeah, because then he's going to say, oh, U.S. is not down there anymore? Push the button.
Yeah, well, no, U.S. ain't down there anymore. We'll just take them out. We'll go down and take over South Korea now.
Right, right. What, do you think we're stupid? Come on, man. I don't know. I just think that the big farm medical marijuana talk is so much better to just talk about than the reality of what is probably happened to this world.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I feel that there is something very big and very bad coming very, very soon.
Oh, I agree.
I have this gut feeling, man, something bad is about to come down. And I don't know why, but it just – all these talks of nuclear testing and everything else, man, I just...
Yeah, Russia's buzzing our Navy. There's all sorts of shit going on nowadays that makes you wonder when World War III is actually going to start.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, what the hell? Let's just blow the tits off the world and be done with it, shall we? You know, I'll just watch the fireworks display.
It's flat anyway, so, I mean, what would it matter?
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you believe that's made a comeback again? Yeah, I love it with these rappers, the ones come out telling us they can prove the Earth's flat. Oh, yeah, they're
so the
MC,
deal, the deal with
MC
Netanyahu
Two Balls or whatever
your
name is. Man, I'm still waiting for all these celebrities to leave America. Come on.
What's the deal with Netanyahu going to Russia for security talks?
Hmm?
No idea.
That's scary.
Beats me, man. It's,
no idea.
See?
Treacherous
so
times we live in.
Up with Russia, Putin, then we're screwed. Wow.
Yeah.
Like you said,
it's
Chris,
weird,
I
man.
Think you're right. I think there's something big coming.
Something big is coming.
I mean,
I see
you just
a bad
watch
moon
it every day, just more and more and more.
Well, yeah, because Putin's ally is the Syrian president. So,
right, and these allies with Iran. And that's who Netanyahu wants to talk about is Iran, because Iran's going to threaten to take out Israel.
Man.
It's a mess, folks.
It is a mess. And there's not an amount of pharmaceutical drugs or marijuana in this world that can help solve it.
No. Why? If everybody would do it, I mean everybody, you know, make all them crazy mullahs, hey, man, put down the Muhammad bar, and, you know, get a ham sandwich and roll a blunt. You know, come on, Subway for everybody. Come on, ham and Swiss. Let's go, guys. Come on. Allah Akbar, whatever. Come on, have a sandwich. Let's go. You know, we'll all be feeling better.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat ham. Hey, bacon's good, too. If Muslims would just eat bacon, they'd be happier people.
Have some Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, there you go.
Radical.
Some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man.
Politically correct there, Kevin.
Big bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Come on. It's your rainbow. Come on, gay people. Let's have cereal. You know?
Or what my wife and I found out doing our shopping this weekend, we found that they make a limited time Girl Scout cookie cereal.
You enjoy that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mint,
let me come out. I'll be fair. If everybody will agree to get medicated and be happy, I'll go to the next gay pride parade and I'll wear a rainbow thong. Okay? And I'll prance. But just let's all get along with each other and be nice for a change.
You turn
I don't
up,
know.
You and Chris, no problem. I want to see this. Take pictures.
No,
well,
I,
you
no, got to no,
make
no,
everybody
I'm not
be nice.
That. No, I'm not.
Me, you, and Chris?
Chris will do it with
him.
Me.
No.
Well, come on, Chris. If everybody in America is nice to everybody, you wouldn't wear a thong for everybody being nice.
No.
Everybody.
No. No.
No.
You selfish pricks.
People see you and I in a thong will not make people nice anymore.
No, they'd be violent.
It'll cause chaos. People will be trying
okay.
to run away.
A
from
rainbow
it.
Thong with a vagina, a rainbow vagina on my head too.
You're missing the point. Nobody wants to see us in the thong, period, man.
Yeah,
that's true. I don't even want to see that.
You're right. We want to keep the peace. We don't want to cause chaos.
I take showers in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin naked is a scary ass sight, I'm here to tell you. I can make Kim Jong-un give up. You send him? No. You take bombs.
Yeah, you show up with just a red bow tied around you. Hi. Oh, man. That might cause you to just say, okay, never mind. I'll stop.
Shut your international
incident. That would be an international
incident. I'm done. Don't send him in here.
Yeah.
No.
Give up now or Kevin comes out nude. No!
That'll be the threat.
Anything but that. Take all our
That'll
natural resources,
threat.
Please. Yeah. Yeah.
Surrender
or Malone's nude.
You fly your ships over your planes over our ships again, Russia. We're sending Malone over nude.
Yeah.
Putin's like, call him back.
Yeah. we may have just found the key to world peace. You know, be nicer. My clothes are coming off, bitches. And I mean it. You know, full on buck naked. Oh, man, that's a scary ass thought. That's horrifying to even contemplate.
That is one heck of a closing way, or one hell of a closing statement to this show. I can't speak now. It's shattered. It's got me rattled right now, man. I can't even think. Oh, my God. Visions, get out. Oh, my God. Thank you, man. You gave me nightmares for the rest of the week.
I aim to please.
But that we are really cutting close. Holy cow. That, folks, is our series, our episodes 1 and 2, are complete now, of the Big Farm versus medical marijuana. We could have 13 episodes and we still wouldn't get finished talking about it because it
True.
Seems like there's always something new coming out about it. You know, something new, something like you said, the whole paraphernalia, quote unquote, industry is growing because of more uses. Like Mike said, there's so many different ways of using medical marijuana now, with vaporizers, with e-cigarettes
bakery.
And oils, and yes, bakery, everything. So do your research out there. If you're taking all these pills, take it from three guys who know what it means to have to take a ton of pills and have a ton of pills shoved at you at one time and say you need to take these. It's not worth it, really. It's not. It ends up killing you in the long run, and it's not really worth it. So do your research on what's best for you. Don't listen to – if your doctor wants to just throw pills at you, trust me, look into the whole medical marijuana side of things. It's not smoking it. It's not going to make you a stoner. It's not going to make you a pothead and all the other labels that people give you. It's you finding a way legally – to get an alternative solution than ripping your kidney or liver or everything else apart. So that's all I have to say about it, and I'll let you guys close it out as well.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, Kevin.
Oh,
Jeffers.
Sorry. Yeah, I've done my share of pills, and, you know, I mean, the withdrawals are bad, all the headaches you get, when am I going to make sure I have my pills, bad, you know, smoke a little weed, do the medical. It'll help.
Yeah.
I just started doing medical, so it's helping me. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm certainly all in favor of that. I think we need more of it, and I'm all for recreational too. So my advice, America, is to roll a fatty. Yeah, get you a pack of Chips Ahoy or Fig Newtons, you know, whatever your choice is, and just get baked and be nice to each other for a change, you know, and don't go running down the street with a vagina on your head. You look stupid. Good night, boys and girls.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.